Our epistle for this third Sunday in Lent is taken from St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 5, verses 1 through 9. Brethren, be imitators of God as very dear children, and walk in love as Christ also loved us, and delivered himself up for us an offering and a sacrifice to God to ascend in fragrant odor. But immorality and every uncleanness or covetousness, let it not even be named among you as becomes saints. Or obscenity or foolish talk or scurrility, which are out of place, but rather thanksgiving. For know this and understand that no fornicator or unclean person or covetous one, for that is idolatry, has any inheritance in the kingdom of God and of Christ. Let no one lead you astray with empty words. Because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the children of disobedience. Do not then become partakers with them. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk then as children of light, for the fruit of the light is in all goodness and justice and truth. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. Continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 11, verses 14 through 28. At that time, Jesus was casting out a devil, and the same was dumb. And when he cast out the devil, the dumb man spoke, and the crowds marveled. But some of them said, "By Beelzebub, the prince of devils, he cast out devils." And others to test him demanded from him a sign from heaven. But he, seeing their thoughts, said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself will be brought to desolation, and house will fall upon house. If then Satan is also divided against himself, how shall his kingdom stand? Because you say, 'I cast out devils by Beelzebub.' Now if I cast out devils by Beelzebub, by whom do your children cast them out? Therefore they shall be your judges. But if I cast out devils by the finger of God, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his courtyard, his property is undisturbed. But if a stronger than he attacks and overcomes him, he will take away all his weapons that he relied upon and will divide his spoils. He who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he roams through waterless places in search of rest, and finding none, he says, 'I will return to my house which I left.' And when he has come, he finds the place swept and adorned. Then he goes and takes with him seven other spirits more evil than himself, and they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of the man becomes worse than the first." Now it came to pass, as he was saying these things, that a certain woman lifted up her voice from the crowd and said to him, "Blessed is the womb that bore thee and the breast that nursed thee." But he said, "Yea, rather, blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it." Thus far the words of today's epistle and holy gospel. Please be seated. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at our death.
Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, the first part of the Lenten season, from Septuagesima to last Sunday, it's like scene setting, a preparation period, if you will, for the things that we had to do, for the things that we would go through. The first Sunday of Lent, we talked about temptation, having meditated on the temptations of our Lord. Last Sunday, we had the Transfiguration, where Jesus was talking with Moses and Elias about his passion and his death, while showing forth his glory to the apostles that would witness his passion and death, the three, Peter, James, and John. And he tells them afterwards, "Don't tell this vision to anyone until the Son of Man has risen." So there's a hopefulness. But today, Holy Mother of the Church turns our attention more directly to the battle. is a battle we have to fight. And if you don't fight, you lose. You can do everything else, but if you don't make an offensive move, your defense will fall. Even though you have a good setup, when a stronger wind blows or a bigger thing happens, it's going to overtake you unless you have the weapons to go on offense. Our Lord talks today to the people whose thoughts he saw. Says, but he's seeing their thoughts. He sees all our thoughts. He knows what's in our heart. He knows what's in our mind. Tells them that every kingdom divided against itself will be brought to desolation. Talks that even Satan's kingdom needs to be united. But it's interesting where he takes this. Because then he starts talking about when an unclean spirit has gone out of a man. And most people think he's talking about a devil that has been expelled. And that's true to an extent. But he's also talking about the other enemies that we have to fight. What are the other enemies? Self and the world. And the greatest of those enemies is self. Prideful self. Or, as the saints have used before, Adam's self. Adam's self is all about what self wants rather than what self needs. During this Lenten season, we are living the Lenten observances to deny ourselves. We take upon ourselves extra prayer and penance to deny ourselves, to do penance. But that's not sufficient. The offensive mood is deny ourselves, take up our cross and follow Christ. It has to be a pursuing of Christ. Not our version of Christ or our wants of what we want Christ to do, but Christ, who he is. We live in a day and age where there's so many different versions of Christ. Pick a Christ, any Christ. Fit Christ into your own mold or your own want. And Christ makes that very clear, especially in today's gospel. You are either with me or you are against me. He who does not gather with me scatters. How do we have connection with Christ? Well, St. Paul tells us very plainly in today's epistle, charity. But charity is not what most people define it to be. Charity isn't some feel-good emotion. There can be emotion, and it can feel good. But that's not what makes charity charity. In order for us to come to understand that charity, what St. Paul defined in his epistle to the Corinthians, which we read before Lent, the pre-Lenten season, it is important that the individual sit down and take a real close look at the crucifix and the reality thereof, and ask yourself how good that felt. Because that's the personification of charity. No greater love than this than a man has but to lay down his life for his friends. How good did it feel? I have yet to find a station that I meditate on that says, oh, well, that one was pretty good. That must have felt okay. Feelings have to be out-equated, and there has to be substance that is spiritual. When we deny ourselves, we take up our cross, we follow Christ. It is then that that house that we have gathered together and we have put in order, we have done the penance, we don't leave it empty. If we leave it empty, the enemy comes back with more force. He comes back with more self. He comes back with more demons. He comes back with more worldliness. If we examine ourselves honestly, we perhaps can see this happen in our own lives. But let this not happen this Lent. Let not all this work and the grace that we have during this holy season be put to waste. Let us truly fill ourselves with the love of Christ, a want to love Christ, Christ's way, not our own way, His way. Remember the Last Supper? Christ was telling them that He is going and they know the way. And Thomas says, Lord, we don't know where You're going. How do we know the way? And Christ says, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one goes to the Father but by Me. It is then that Philip interjects and says, well, then just show us the Father and it is enough. And Christ, exasperated, as I'm sure He is with most of us poor souls, says, Philip, have I not been with you for so long? Don't you know that they who see Me see the Father also? And that is something that we have to draw to our mind when we receive our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament and we present ourselves before our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. We present ourselves before God, Father, Son, Spirit. And if we do it right, we avail ourselves to the power which only He can give. But to many as receive Him, He gives them the power to become sons of God. So, my dear friends, let us make this our prayer today as St. Paul encourages us. Let us check ourselves as being good children of light. How do we know if we are children of light? He tells us, for the fruit of the light is in all goodness and justice and truth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.